This is Ted Nguyen on a beautiful Tuesday in Orange County doing Audioboo, and I've got two consultants here at the Orange County Transportation Authority, and a lot of work that we do here as a public agency, we actually contract out to the private side, and so it's basically the best of both worlds of investing public dollars into the hands of small businesses like Jim Klein's business. So Jim, tell me what it is that you do and what brings you to the OCTA today.
We're a creative consulting firm. Actually, the name is James Klein Creative, and we do a lot of branding development of corporate identity pieces for various projects for OCTA and for other clients. So we're trying to put a public face, a face on the projects that are going to be out there in the public.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically a visual, a brand identity for the specific project. And the project that we're working on right now are important projects. And I have Teresa Oliveri here, who is a project manager for these projects. So describe the project and what are the challenges of the project in terms of giving it a project identity?
Well, the projects that we're working on are the five great separations, and that in and of itself is the challenge, to help explain to the public what is a great separation. So these will be underpasses and overpasses along the BNSF rail corridor in between Placentia and Anaheim.
So it's basically an opportunity for the public to better understand what a great separation is. So how have you been able to work with Jim and trying to make it more understandable and relevant to the taxpayers that we're serving?
Well, Jim and Cheryl were here today to help us develop a brand. So we're looking at a logo for something that's quickly identifiable to help explain what a great separation project is and how it will benefit everyone.
Okay. Cheryl, now tell me your position and then also the communication side of things and how we're going to be able to bridge the brand identity with the communications outreach strategy.
I'm Cheryl Donahue with Ariano Associates, and I serve as the outreach manager for these five bridges that we're going to be building. As Teresa mentioned, some of them are overpasses, some of them are underpasses, and our role in this program is to make sure that we are reaching out to the communities that we're affecting. So talking to the people who live in the area, the businesses that are in this vicinity, and the people who drive through there so that they will know that soon these projects will be under construction and that we will be, you know, doing everything that we can to minimize how this construction affects their daily lives.
Okay. So Teresa, tell us about the impacts of the construction project, and then what in the end, you know, what are the public going to see?
Well, for the two projects at Placentia and at Kramer will be underpass projects, and we will be creating an opportunity for the cars to go underneath the railroad tracks. So the whole idea of these projects is to improve the mobility so people can get through there quickly. And right now, people who travel that corridor are constantly stopped by the train traffic. So this will create, like I said, you know, cleaner opportunities for them to move through those intersections.
Mm-hmm. So not only is it faster, but also safer. Absolutely. As well. Isn't it one of the key things of why we're doing this is to make it more mm-hmm. safe for both the traveling public and for pedestrians, et cetera?
Right. Unfortunately, we've had two tragic incidents, one at Placentia and one at the Tustin Rose location just this year. So the idea of these projects will move people safely through them. There will no longer be the opportunity for people to have a bad experience with cars and trains.
Okay. Great. Well, I appreciate your help and the opportunity that you've had to share with the followers on Twitter about these important projects. And so if people want to stay connected and want to learn more, where can they go, Teresa?
Right now they can come to the OCTA website. We're just now launching some information there. We have fact sheets available on two of the projects that will happen first, Placentia and Kramer, and we're in development for the other three projects, so will happen a little bit further along.
Okay, and it's OCTA.net, and also tell us your Twitter handle, Teresa.
I'm Teresa, I'm Teresa.
Okay, so you can follow Teresa on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Very interesting.
Easy breezy, huh?